Hi, and welcome to the Group X-Files. This is the podcast for demystifying the secrets of becoming a successful group exercise instructor. I'm your host, Sarah Keller, and I can't wait to share with you the two decades of experience I have and what that's taught me in terms of leading thriving and full group exercise classes. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. Today's bonus episode, we're going to talk about accountability on our teams. Good timing here, heading into the new year. It's a great time to clean things up. So let's look at how we can both set expectations, but also make it reasonable for our team to follow through on those points of accountability. All right, welcome back. So for all of my managers and directors out there, it's great having you along again. I think one thing that a lot of us struggle with across the board is accountability. Our positions tend to be some mix of part-time, full-time, and even if we're full-time, it's usually part-time admin, part hands-on instruction. So we've got a lot of things going on in a lot of different arenas, and depending on the size of our team, it can feel like it's easier to let certain things slide than to follow through and hold people accountable for things. However, the more we let things slide, the less accountable people are for those things, and the more things start to slide, right? Like if we think about a piece of glass with a small crack in it, if we say, oh, it's okay, it's just a small crack, no big deal, that's fair in that moment. But then that crack starts to grow and gets bigger and bigger, and then becomes a real problem. And that's what can happen on our teams. If we let this slide, then we let this other thing slide. If we let this person get away with it, then this other person. And then no one's doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it really is important to have very clear expectations and to hold people accountable to them. Now, some of us inherited positions within our companies that didn't have well-established accountabilities and guidelines to begin with, and it can be really hard to establish these things, especially when you have staff who's been there, you know, 5, 10, 15 years and has never been accountable for certain things. And whether those accountabilities are, things in terms of metrics, like reaching a certain percent of capacity in their class, or whether it's accountabilities in terms of behaviors, you know, you're supposed to arrive X amount of time before class, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to clean up the studio, you're supposed to do that, whatever it happens to be. If those things weren't clearly established in the past, it is an uphill battle for you to try to implement them. And then by the time you've been in your role a year and kind of have the role under you, and then have the time to establish these expectation accountabilities, people are like, well, why didn't they do them a year ago? Because they don't understand everything that's going on behind the scenes for us. So it would be great if each of us had some sort of, right, when people got hired, maybe there was an employee handbook or a Group X specific handbook, right? That outline, because a broad employee handbook for a company is obviously not going to specify the specific things that we are expecting of our instructors. I think one of my colleagues at HealthWorks up in Boston, Jalen, she's got like a service standards that each new employee signs that clearly details the expectations. How early are they supposed to arrive before class? What is their procedure when they come into the club? What are they supposed to be doing before class, et cetera, et cetera? What are the expectations in terms of attendance for their classes? And yes, we all know that that's a very ambiguous question to answer. You can't put one broad answer, right? We can't expect 80% capacity across every class. Although if you adjust the capacities based on the day, time, et cetera, then maybe you can. So we do have to be reasonable in how we set this out, but the more that is detailed and laid out for our people, the better. And, you know, while people don't necessarily get behind the whole New Year's resolution, right, because, you know, if you're using the New Year as an excuse to do blah, 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 are you really going to do it? Are you doing it for yourself, etc.? But in the sense of kind of restarting with our teams, it does kind of provide us an opportunity for a fresh slate, right? We're not setting a resolution. We're not resolving that we're going to hold people accountable in the new year, but we are kind of saying, hey, this is a really good opportunity for us to reset and restart. And when we reset and restart, it can be in one of many ways. Maybe communication has gotten sloppy across your team, right? If we have too many communication channels, people don't know where to look for messages. They don't know where to respond to messages, or they're checking too many things, which means they're not checking all of them, which means that they're missing information, right? So number one on our end as leaders is, how can we streamline communication to make sure people are getting the message that they are supposed to be accountable for? And some of us have software that works for us depending on the size of our team. I know some people are using something like a Facebook Messenger or a Facebook group. That also depends on the age of your instructors, right? Because we know the youngins don't really use the Facebook. And yes, I said youngins, so that probably ages me a little bit just in saying that. However, you know, some people use WhatsApp or any of those other kind of team texting tools. Some people are using something like Microsoft Teams. Some people have specific softwares, like my club in particular. We use NetGym for our instructor team because it talks to our CMS. And so we use it for sub opportunities, and it allows me to send messages to my team and to see who's read those messages, which is fantastic because it makes it easier to follow up. Some teams are just using email or just using a group text. Again, a group text, if you've got 100 plus instructors, that's a massive group text, and I wouldn't suggest that. You know, email, how often are people checking email? Maybe more often than Facebook, maybe not, I don't know. But I think it's important that you establish which channel is where you expect people to find things. And so once they know where to find things, it's much easier for us to hold them accountable for that said information, right? So the more we can streamline that, the better. That said, I mostly use one method, but I will tell them, if this is an important message, I'm going to hit you with it in NetGym, but I'm also going to hit you with it in email. Because I know for some reason, even though the NetGym notifications go to their email, some people don't notice them. Some people don't get them. Some people have them filtered out. Who knows? Right? So that's one way that we can make sure that people are accountable, is by making sure that they have clear, consistent, easy access to whatever information we're trying to share. Right? If you have a bank where they have resources, right? Studio tips and tricks, software troubleshooting, etc., whatever technologies you might have in their studios, is there a place that they know to go for resources for that, so they can find the information, they can utilize that information, they can be accountable for taking appropriate action? But here's the key. When we're talking about accountability, we want to motivate with understanding, not with threats. It's not, oh, if you don't do these things, I'm going to fire you. If you don't do these things, I'm going to get rid of your classes. If you don't, there's a consequence, right? That's motivating with threats. Most people don't deal well with threats. But what if we flipped the script and made them understand a little bit better? And what if we said, when these expectations, these standards are not met, it makes my job this many times harder and other things don't get the attention they deserve, right? If I'm going around cleaning up and trying to find subs for you all day, I'm not paying any bit of attention to that raise request you submitted because that's the least of my concerns. When I have to go around doing this, here's some other things that don't get the attention they deserve. It's that simple. Don't make me go home and cry at the end of the day, right? We're here as a team. Each person on that team is there for a reason. So we've got to look out for each other, right? That's another way to frame it, is that we are a team. We are supposed to be here for each other. So when we leave the studio, it should be set up and cleaned up and tidied up in a way for the next person that we'd expect it for us. If someone's looking for a sub and we're available, we cover for them. How do we help each other, right? To help me help you. Because if we're starting to get behind that team mindset, you do want to look out for each other and you do think about how your actions impact other people. But I think just the biggest key is to help them understand, right? Here are the expectations that we have, right? We expect you to get your classes covered when you need a sub. If I spend my time looking for a sub for you, here are some of the things, some of the implications, some of the things that don't get done. I expect that the studios are left neat and tidy. When they're not neat and tidy, here are the implications, right? If I have to go clean it up, I'm taken away from these other things. If your next teammate comes in and has to clean up before they even get set up, they might start class late. If, you know, whatever, so whatever your expectations are, right, have them clearly laid out, but help people understand why those things are important. The more we understand the why, it's just like when we work with people in our classes, our participants, right? We can give them the what they're supposed to do and the how they're supposed to do it, right? In our first two layers of cues, but it's that third level, that why, that really determines if it sticks or not. Because if that why matters to them and that why connects to them, they're more likely to do the behavior going forward. So if they understand how it benefits them and how it could benefit their teammates and how it benefits their supervisor, because in theory, they want to make life easier for you. They don't want to make it harder for you, right? So if they start to understand, when I have to take time away from my task to do these other things, these things fall to the wayside. And if you want promotion and you want flyers and you want this and you want that or whatever, I need time to do that. But if I'm cleaning up after these other things that aren't getting done, I'm not doing these other things to help you be more successful. So help me help you be more successful. Right? Because at the end of the day, that's what we all want. We want our team members to have packed classes. In theory, our team wants to look out for each other too. They want to help each other and they want to make sure that they're looking out for the members. And those members get a great experience every time they come in, right? So maybe if you have people that struggle with thinking of themselves as a team, put it from the member perspective. If you don't do this, this is how the members are impacted, right? Simple as that. Or, you know, even from the partner, looking from your perspective, if you guys fail to do these certain tasks, I'm taken away from this, and then that impacts the members in this way. Not just you and your teammates, it impacts the members in this other way, right? They don't know about this cool workshop that you want to do because I didn't have time to discuss it with the marketing team because I was doing these other things. I didn't have time to order this because I was busy taking care of this other thing. So the biggest thing in setting accountabilities and expectations is to understand why it's important, how it impacts other things, and then to consistently hold people accountable, right? Start with friendly reminders. Hey, I noticed the studio was left kind of a mess after class. Remember, this, this, and this should happen after every class. If it becomes a repeated behavior, it might need to be written up, right? Most companies have some system of like a verbal warning, a written warning number two. And each of those steps has different consequences to it, right? Like, we love our instructors. We think they do a fantastic job. And it's really hard when it's your star instructor who's not meeting those basic expectations, but they got a packed class and you don't want to be like, well, I'm going to take away your class if you don't do these things. So there's got to be another way to get through to them, but you still need to hold them accountable just like everyone else on your team. Or then you get that falling apart, those cracks in your team of, oh, well, the superstar can do whatever they want and they don't get in trouble. Why do I have to do it kind of thing, right? So that's our goal, is to hold everyone accountable equally on our team, right? To have some sort of consistent procedure. Like I said, it probably starts with a friendly reminder, verbal warning, written warning, whatever it happens to be. We've got to set the clear expectations. If they don't know what they're supposed to be doing, we can't hold them accountable for them. So we set the clear expectations. We make sure we're communicating in a consistent manner, whatever that happens to be. And then we motivate with understanding because we know threats don't work. So think about it as, you know, when these aren't met, it makes my job this many times harder. Please don't make me go home and cry, kind of thing. You don't have to say, please don't make me go home and cry. But sometimes that really gets through to your team because they understand that you're busy and you're being pulled in a million different directions and they don't want to be the thing that breaks you, right? They don't. So really think about this. I know we're all swamped getting ready for the new year in January and it's going to be busy in quarter one and all of that. But this helps to establish the building blocks for a successful year. So get that expectation list together. Figure out the best way to communicate with your team clearly, concisely, and consistently. And then make sure you're holding people accountable to those standards, to those expectations, time and time again. But do it through understanding, not through threats. And I guarantee it's going to lead to better outcomes in the new year. If you enjoyed today's episode, heck, even if you didn't, go ahead and hit that subscribe button because we have plenty more group exercise instructor development content coming your way and you want to get it while it's hot and fresh. See you next time on the Group X Files.